folks. Welcome back to yet another episode of Fresh Juice, an indie game podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tommy Fresh, and joined as always, it is
Matty Juice. What is going on, everybody? Happy to be back. Happy to talk about some demos this week. Ooh. Next Fest. How's it going, Tommy?
It is going. I am excited. I love demo season. And I guess demo season is any season, but like Next Fest feels like a kind of a big moment in the year for us to play some demos and see some really cool ones and maybe not some not so great ones. But we do want to feature some ones we really liked and that were like locked in. Hey, we cannot wait for this to come out. It's on our wish list. So we're each going to name two that we really liked, and we'll shout out some others maybe we played as well. But, you know, I'm really excited for it. But before we do that, we got to catch up. How you been? What's going on? What's new?
Been doing good. You know, I know we saw each other over the weekend at our buddy Bags' place. It was a good time. Had fun. Had some great fajitas. And some appetizers, but there you go. It was a good time, you know. It's been good lately. Actually, we're getting a dishwasher, a new dishwasher. Ooh. Tomorrow. Oh my god, because our other one was leaking. They actually brought us one last week, and they tested it out. They like had everything installed. They tested it out, and like water started shooting out the side of it. So it was like broken. So now they had to come back and get a new one. So hopefully everything goes all right with that tomorrow, because I am sick of hand washing, Tom. It's been like 2 weeks of hand washing and it's terrible. I don't know how people did this. That's just been a little annoying. Other than that, it's just been tiring at work, you know, a lot of stuff going on at work. And, you know, some not so good, some, you know, kind of interesting sort of stuff. But, other than that, just been kind of baby prepping, you know, doing dog stuff, nothing too crazy. And obviously playing some demos, which I also big fan of Next Fest, because I feel like it's like the biggest spotlight on demos.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, I love playing games for the show, but there's just something special about being like, I get to play like a few different games for next week. You know, like I play enough of a demo and I'm like, let me browse. Let me see what else is out there, you know? So it's cool. And, you know, shout out to Capolo too, who's done an awesome job of recommending some demos that he really likes in our Discord, which I know will be part of the news. You know, it's a little foreshadowing. Definitely, you know, obviously, if you guys have any awesome demos that you checked out during the Next Fest, unfortunately, I think it ends today, the day we're recording. So if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, the Next Fest is over, but there'll be another one around the corner. But we're always open to the kind of more demos if you guys want to recommend any, because I think it's a cool way to try out some new games. So yeah, I was having fun doing that. That was maybe, you know, kind of the gaming highlight for me recently. But Tommy, how's everything going with you? How was your weekend?
It's good. It's good. You know, went out to dinner on Friday, went to this place that we really like by us, a nice Italian place, got pizza with pepperoni and long hots on it. Oh, man, it was so good.
Is that new Italian place that you had tried a few episodes ago?
No. Same one? No, this is an old staple for us, although we do really like that other place. But that was good. I guess like the day after we recorded last week, I went to college night bowling at the College of New Jersey, formerly Trenton State, with some buddies. I mean, it's like $1 a game and then like $2.50 beers, which is like unheard of if you're going to a normal adult bar. But if you're trying to blend in with the kids, you're going to, you know, get some pretty cheap booze, which was fun. And then, yeah, we went over to Bag's house. That was fun. I made these little bean and cheese cups and wonton wrappers. I think they turned out all right. I would make them again, I think. But yeah, other than that, just I played some Flesh and Blood yesterday, which was nice. And now I'm just excited to get through this week, because work does suck, doesn't it? I hate work. It is not a good thing. I was Yeah. I thought I was going to lose it today. I was sitting there, and that's not even, I told you before the show, we went, like, I got held late at work, which is infuriating to me already. I don't want to be here. And yep. I'm not getting paid overtime, although I think I could try to get paid overtime. So maybe one day. Now, I was just sitting there. I was like, man, this is, my soul is getting sucked right now. This is soul sucking. And yeah. I was like staring at the computer screen, and I got over it. I got over it. I had some coffee or whatever, and we were good to go. Now, I do want to end on a high note. But I can't. No, everything's great and grand. But I'm excited to talk about these demos. I wanted to look back at some games that we played at the last Next Fest that we covered. Because I just did a little control F on our Google sheet here. And we played Goons, Legends, and Mayhem, the demo, which we did review and ended up not loving as much as we thought we would. We played Boar Blasters.
Oh.
Which ended up being a certified fresh juice. And then we played Dungeonborn. And I don't really remember that one as well.
That it was like essentially it was like Dark and Darker. It's like a medieval kind of an extraction sort of game. I think it kind of just ended up blending in with a lot of other games. It wasn't really anything I continued to play, but it did have some hype at the time, so it's cool to still check it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. You did that one. I did Boar Blasters, and we both did Goons.
Yeah.
It was that was fun. So we got one stinker, one mediocre, and one banger out of it. Let's see how many we actually get from this Next Fest. But first, we do have some news. The biggest news in the world. Fresh Juice Discord. It's the biggest. Oh. It's the biggest Discord I've ever been in. That's for sure. It's pretty cool. Check it out.
Yeah.
It's in the show notes below. You can hang out with us. You can talk about what your experience with Next Fest. We'll have to bring up what Capolo liked from it as well and kind of talk about what Capolo liked. You could tell us what you liked, and we'll read it on the show.
Yeah.
We'll do anything. We're
there
crazy.
There you go. and also, Capolo, he was like, here's my final list, if anyone cares. It's like, of course we care.
We care.
You know? This is awesome. Thank you for putting this together. There's some games on there I never even heard of that I want to check out. Also, I saw a game on there that we're talking about today. So there you go. It's an awesome place to be, always sharing some Baltro news in there and just like some game recs and all that sort of stuff. And obviously a great way to submit listener questions too, which we do at the end of the show. So definitely join that Discord if you haven't already. We've been getting some pretty positive comments on the YouTubes. All right. We got another one today or
really?
Recently. Yeah. So if any of you out there
people
comment
like
on the YouTubes, get on the Discord. Send us those comments on the Discord.
Send them. No. Keep commenting. And if you have negative things to comment,
too.
You could do that too. It all drives the algorithm. But we like the nice ones. We do like the nice ones. Now, real news. Not a whole lot, but I saw and watched. I did post about it in the Discord. A little mini documentary about the making of Animal Well with Billy Basso. Was it Donkey Games?
Yeah.
Is the YouTube. And then
Video Game Donkey.
The guy who helped publish or kind of like game direct the game with Billy Basso also helped on Axiom Verge 2 or is helping on Axiom Verge 2. I forget. Or was at the time. But it was interesting, kind of just really just listening to Billy Basso talk about the whole experience of making Animal Well. I think it was on Second Wind YouTube channel or Second Wind Games. So I would check that out. It was a pretty good little 50-minute documentary that you can watch if you really liked Animal Well or just indie games in general, or even just the idea of a solo dev and what that means. I thought it was really interesting, and really I gained a lot of respect for Billy Basso and kind of the process that he had in game design, right, to kind of pinpoint what he loved in video games from growing up. And like a lot of what that is in the game secrets and like mechanics that just make sense and are fun. And I like that was just something that I really appreciate. So check it out.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I definitely got to check it out because obviously Animal Well is a game we rated very highly on the show. And, you know, I think that's so cool, too. Just like that's what I think of when I'm playing games, right, is like when I'm playing something and there's a Zelda-esque secret in it. You know, I got it out of Animal Well. I was like, oh, this is really cool. Makes me feel like a kid again discovering that kind of stuff, you know. And also that kind of reminds me the way you're describing the documentary. And I probably should include it in the news. I don't think we did last week, but I also shared in the Discord an article from Local Funk.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about Solitaire and how that essentially was a huge inspiration for him to create Balatro because he wanted to create kind of this timeless sort of game, which obviously Solitaire is. And it's almost like the perfect game, mm-hmm. You know, at least like classic Solitaire. Klondike, right? That's usually, I think, what most people play. So that's a great article as well. I'll be sure to share that in like the show description. But yeah, you kind of see those parallels, I guess, with the solo devs, you know, of just like, you know, at the end of it, they got no one really telling them no. And they're like, I want to make exactly what I've always envisioned. And two successful stories right there with those two games.
Both in the same year. I mean, honestly, Animal Well probably would have won more awards if it didn't come out the same year as Balatro, but that's okay. You don't need to put two bad bitches against each other. They are, you know, excellent games. So, yeah, it was really interesting.
And they both got some awards at the Juicies, all right? So we made sure we gave Animal Well and Balatro some recognition there.
Yes, yes. Now, what is this next article? I didn't even see it yet. I saw you posted it.
Yeah, just kind of something I found right before the show. I just thought it was kind of fun. So there's this game called A Good Snowman is Hard to Build. It's an indie game. And to mark 10 years of this indie game being out, it's on itch.io or itch.io, however you say it. They're actually changing the price of the game every hour according to the temperature in London. Now, they're basing it on Celsius, obviously. So it's like, you know, it's as cheap as it can kind of be. And people, you know, said, what if it gets to zero or below zero, then the game will just be free. But I just checked earlier, the game was $3 because it's 3 degrees Celsius there. And normally the game is $15. So check it out. I don't know if it's a good game. It's a puzzle game. A Good Snowman is Hard to Build. It looks kind of interesting. But I just think this is a really cool, not only just like a marketing tactic, but just a cool thing to do, right? Like just, you know, maybe someone who hasn't picked up this game yet, waiting for a sale, they're like, oh, now I got to look up the weather in London. Is it cold tonight? Because I'm buying this game. And it kind of fits perfectly also, obviously, with the title, right? It has Snowman, should if it's cold, it's cheaper. But I don't know, just a really interesting way to kind of put your game on sale. I don't think something like this would probably be possible on Steam if it has to change every hour, but very cool that this is happening on itch.io. So, or itch.io.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try this game out because it does kind of look like fun. And there's something about it that reminds me of Ski Free, even though it's a little bit more sophisticated here. And honestly, it brings up an interesting thing that itch.io or itch.io or whatever is something that we don't talk about a lot, but there's some great games on there and some really, really cool things. And like, it's almost acts like as a Bandcamp in a way for indie developers, right?
Yeah.
If anybody's familiar with the music platform, which is for indie music creators, I just bought something on Bandcamp today, actually. So it is, I would say check out more games on itch.io. Maybe we'll have to cover one soon.
I think also there's been a few games that we've played or we've reviewed on the show where they first released on itch.io, so it seems like maybe it's easier to publish on there as well, mm-hmm. which is great obviously for indie devs. So yeah, definitely something we got to look at more for sure. I know we're kind of stuck in our ways with Steam because it's like the platform, but there's definitely some better you know, indie platforms out there. I think even like GOG, right, I think is mm-hmm. a good one. So, yeah, we'll have to check that stuff out.
I did play that Seal of Solitude, the game that you had mentioned in an article, the kind of dungeon crawler solitaire game. Yeah. And I'll still play it on itch.io. It's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Excuse
me. Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm getting choked. I'm verklempt. and then also, I mean, I have the Playdate, and that's, I think you just download games from itch.io onto your Playdate like website, and then you just, it shows up in your Playdate. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Demos. NextFest, what is it? How is it? And where can you find it? Well, Steam is the answer to at least the last one of those questions. And what it is a featurette of demos for games coming soon, right? Which is always a cool way to feature games, is by having demos and getting people a little bit hooked. We mentioned Baltro. The Baltro demo was famously a lot of fun and got people to wishlist it immediately. Now, we each played a couple games. Do you want to shout out some games that we aren't going to cover that you played and that perhaps you're not didn't want to feature it as much?
Yeah, sure. So there were actually kind of two other games that I played other than the ones I'll talk about. One of them is called After Blast. It is a FPS roguelite. And it was interesting. The only reason I didn't want to cover it is it didn't really feel too challenging. I don't know if it kind of gets more challenging as you go, but it's kind of, it's almost like, I don't know. We don't have footage of this one, but it's kind of this like mythological, like sci-fi kind of world. And, you're really just going level to level. You're getting different weapons. You're encountering different enemies, but it's an FPS, which is kind of cool, and it's very colorful and bright. I think it even has some co-op in it as well. I think you can do like up to three players. So that was a cool one. It's called After Blast. And then another one I played, which was an interesting one, is called Conquest Dark. So this is it's essentially like a survivor-like, but it kind of follows like a story, which is interesting. So you kind of, when you start, you're choosing kind of an archetype for your character. And then as you progress, you're getting different pieces of armor that you add onto your character. And there's this really interesting like bleed mechanic as well, where if you take some damage, like you'll see blood start gushing from your character. But you have like 10 health bars. So when you lose a health bar, you just go, it says like 9 next to it. And then you lose another one, it says 8 next to it. So the further you kind of go down in your health bars, the more you start to bleed, and you'll actually be like losing health. So you're kind of, once you start taking damage, you're kind of going against the clock, because there's nothing that will stop the bleed, but you can get things that are like, you know, upgrades that are like bleed resistance and, you know, different kind of increases there. So that was kind of interesting. I didn't play a ton of that one, Conquest Dark, but I do appreciate that they were trying to do something a little bit different and kind of like integrate it into like almost like a story. It actually has overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam. It came out, it says it released December 4th, but it's coming out. But it says available April 30th, 2025. So I don't know why it says. I guess maybe that's when the demo originally came out. I'm not really sure, but it's an interesting one, Conquest Dark. If you're into like survivor likes, it's got a little bit of differences from maybe some other ones that you've played. I recommend checking that one out. But I just like these other two a lot more that I'll get into. But I know there were some other games also that you had played that you're not kind of covering today.
Yeah. Well, first of all, that it was a Conquest Dark.
Yeah.
It sounds like Leona Lewis, the game. Keep leading, keep leading in love. Yeah. I was sitting on that one for a minute. I played two other games. And one was the Inkborn Combat demo. Now, Inkborn is a deck builder roguelite coming out. This is very much, it feels like a slate, like a true to the Slay the Spire kind of genre, right? Player on the left, enemies on the right, play out your cards, have X amount of resources. Everything's origami and literature themed. So your character looks like an origami, like monk. And then you're playing against like origami, like beasts and stuff like that, and monsters. And, you know, you can kind of tell that they have stuff written on them. And all of the mechanics are kind of themed like paper or whatever. Like, oh, this card will give your opponent Torn for two turns or something like that. And at first I was like, okay, this is just a straight up Slay the Spire clone. And then it did something pretty interesting. Each card will be a certain kind of card. So there's like attack cards, and then there's like a higher level of an attack card, and then there's a buff card, and then there's a defense card. If you play them in certain orders, you get a combo, almost like a fighting game, and you'll basically get an extra attack or an extra buff or an extra spell or something like that. And I thought that was really interesting. And then they kind of list what you have available to kind of play out. So you can kind of think about, okay, I can do this combo this turn, but maybe it's better to do the other one, or maybe it's better to just not go for the combo at all. So I thought that was really interesting, but it's just the combat right now. So I obviously, they're kind of hiding some stuff for the full release, and I thought the combat worked quite well. I mean, it's a pretty proven system. That combo stuff was pretty neat, so I would check that out if people are interested in the deck builder roguelikes, especially like Slay the Spire. And then I also played Rainbreaker, which is a Hades-like, which is kind of like this steampunky, or maybe more cyberpunk. Yeah, cyberpunky kind of Hades-like, which has some like medieval themes in it as well. It was like cool, but there was just something missing. You know, it felt like I was just playing a Hades skin rather than playing a new game. Yeah. And that's kind of why I'm not featuring it. Obviously, it's just a demo and definitely could be improved upon the release. So I'm not writing that game off. I'll keep it on my radar. But it just wasn't enough for me to talk about today. Now, let's talk about the first game that you played. Now, mind you, I haven't really watched any footage of any of the games you played so far, so it'll be kind of interesting to see the footage as you're talking about it. So tell us about Megabonk, and we're going to talk about the overview, what we loved, and what we'd like to see improved for launch.
Yeah, so Megabonk, here it is, putting it on the screen. So this is an interesting one. I did not know what to expect going into this. It's made by a solo dev, developed and published by Vetinad. Obviously, the demo is available on Steam. It's set to coming soon, so unsure when they plan on releasing it. But here's the description. Smash your way through endless waves of enemies and grow absurdly powerful. Grab loot, level up, unlock characters, and upgrade to create unique and crazy builds as you fend off hordes of creatures. Also, the developer does have, they posted on the Survivors Likes Reddit to kind of get some feedback from their demo that they released about a week ago. And they actually add a little bit more context. They say, that they played Vampire Survivors for the first time this summer and they really liked it. So they wanted to make something similar, but in 3D with more of a focus on movement. It also takes inspiration from other bangers I enjoy, like Risk of Rain 2. So that's kind of the biggest thing. Like when you're watching this game, right? Obviously, it's more kind of 3D, almost like Super Mario 64. This is an ad that's playing. This is not the game. this is Disney Plus. But as you can see, it is, it kind of reminds you of like those maybe PS2, you know,